Today is the third Sunday in Advent. Do you know who Jesus is? Well, of course, you might say. I've been a Christian all my life. I know who Jesus is. But do we really know? Well, there's so many different answers. Some might say that Jesus is that little baby born in the manger, cute, harmless, and after a bit of sentimental attention, easy to ignore. Some say Jesus is the all-knowing, almighty judge who constantly monitors right and wrong, and who also, by the way, is in complete agreement with their standards. Then there are those who see Jesus as perpetually crucified, meaning that we should always feel rather guilty. And thankfully, there are those who say that Jesus personifies God's love for us and who therefore loves us in spite of ourselves. Yet even with all this, do you really know who Jesus is? In today's gospel, John the Baptist was apparently struggling with just this question. And doesn't that come as a shock? After all, John the Baptist was the one who proclaimed Jesus as the one who was to come. He baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, and in that moment witnessed God's presence and power. Yet there John was, locked away in prison, and doubt had begun to creep in. He wondered, was this Jesus really the Messiah? Or were they to wait for another? Imagine the confusion and even the fear that must have fueled his questions as in prison he wondered if he had been wrong all along. For the Jewish people had expected a Messiah who would be mighty and strong and who would restore Israel to power. But this Messiah, well, he desired none of those things. And John had spoken of the one who would come with judgment and wrath and unquenchable fire. But Jesus had nothing to do with that either. So what were John and his disciples to think? After all, John had a lot at stake here. So he desperately wanted to know just who Jesus was. However, Jesus didn't directly answer his question, did he? Instead of saying, well, yeah, of course I'm the Messiah, he responded to John the Baptist by describing his ministry through what had been seen and what had been heard. The blind received their sight, the lame walked, the lepers were cleansed, the deaf could hear, the dead were raised, and the poor had good news brought to them. In essence, Jesus was claiming to accomplish the works of the one who had been spoken of in Isaiah, for the prophet had said that God would deliver the people in just that way. So what Jesus portrayed for John was not a Messiah with military power and might, but instead was a Savior who was working to bring about the kingdom of God. You want to know who I am, Jesus said? Then look at what is happening all around us. Look at what is changing. Then you decide, am I really the one or am I not? So what do you think? In our culture, we're so noisy and we're so busy that it might be difficult at times to really answer that question. In church on Sunday, it's all very neat and tidy, and together we worship the one whom we claim as God and Savior, and that's good, for hopefully our spirits are strengthened and our faith is nourished in a way that carries us throughout the week. However, we aren't to find Jesus just in church on Sunday. And he isn't to be a part of our life only one day a week for a few hours. And besides, God's work isn't all neat and tidy, for the chaos of the world cries out for his presence. So if we want to figure out who Jesus is outside the safety of this worship space, then we have to describe, as Jesus did, what we see and what we hear. So I see Jesus in the 10,000 meals packed last Saturday for Stop Hunger Now. I see Jesus in our food pantry, at the blood drive on Tuesday, at JCOC meals, and on mission trips. I hear Jesus in the laughter of our youth at Santa's breakfast, in the busyness of a vestry meeting, or in the quiet of a hospital room. And we could go on and describe ways in which we see and hear and know Jesus, but then it should occur to us, people will be able to hear and see and know who Jesus is only if we who believe in him act in his name. Jesus was born and lived. Jesus will come again. But in that in-between time, who we know Jesus to be is made evident only in how we live and how we act. Jesus got it started, but his work continues only if we continue it. The kingdom of God is made present only if we recognize the importance of his work and carry it out in our own time and place. And you know, this work may not be exactly what we have in mind. And like John the Baptist, we may entertain doubts and have questions and even wish things were a little bit different from what they are. But the bottom line is this. However we claim to know Jesus means nothing if that knowledge doesn't make a real difference in our lives and in the world. So, it's the third Sunday in Advent. Do you know who Jesus is? His light shines in the darkness, and he is coming ever near. And in 2 weeks, we will celebrate him as a God who loved us enough to be born in human form and live among us. And we also contemplate him as a God who loves us enough to return for us at the very end. But in between those two times is the hard work of living. In between the birth and the final coming, there is God's work to be done. For there are still far too many people who need to be fed and clothed and healed and loved. So therein lies the burning questions of Advent. And it has nothing to do with decorations or presents or cards. Because these are eternal questions, which are particularly suited to this season of contemplation, anticipation, and hope. So with 14 days left to go, we should be sure to ask, who is Jesus? How well do I really know him? And what difference then does it make to me, to my life, and to the world? Amen.